There are several ways to stop the spread of malaria. You can kill the mosquitoes that spread it with insecticide, or you can treat the people who have it with drugs, or you can prevent mosquitoes from biting you by sleeping under an insecticide-treated bed net. But what's the most effective way for a cash-strapped country or province to control malaria for the most people at the least cost? That's the question Azra Ghani set out to answer using a sophisticated computer program. Ghani is an infectious disease epidemiologist at Imperial College London. She says computer simulations have been devised to help health system planners curb the spread of many infectious diseases. The same can be done with malaria.
What we were particularly interested in looking at is trying to combine these different interventions that we know are now taking place and say, if we put bed nets in at a certain coverage, or if we instead decide to spray houses, how will that reduce transmission?
Ghani and her colleagues used real-world data about malaria to create such a mathematical model. The data showed that in areas where transmission of the disease from person to person was low, simply using insecticide-treated bed nets was enough to reduce the number of people with malaria to only a few. However, in areas with high rates of disease, there must be more interventions and more concerted efforts to just reduce the number of people with malaria.
Obviously, there are limited costs, and actually one of the very important messages is that these interventions aren't just something we can put in for a year or even 5 years, hope to see results, and then stop doing. They need very long-term commitment. Any of the programs that we looked at have a really big effect, really needed to be in place for 15, 20 years or more. So that is obviously requires the political will as well as the economic financing to keep these programs in place over a long time period.
In addition to modeling which interventions work for different places, Ghani created a computer program that can be easily used by policymakers in different countries.
And people that are planning their control programs can go in and say, well, what if I put 80% coverage of bed nets and this intervention and that intervention together, what impact will I have? So it can be generalized in many ways for those policymakers.
Ghani says this type of tool can help public health officials make the best decisions to control malaria for their particular situation over the long run. The paper and access to a downloadable computer program are available at the online journal PLOS Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.